The breakthrough came late yesterday and capped more than a year of negotiations that began in Norway and concluded over the past 10 days in Dublin. Nations are expected to sign the document in December in the Norwegian capital of Oslo. The draft treaty declares that signatory nations undertake never to use cluster munitions, nor develop, produce, acquire, stockpile, retain, or transfer them. Ireland and other lead sponsors plan to unveil the treaty tomorrow after its translation into several languages. Proponents of the treaty hope support within the world community will put pressure on leading cluster bomb makers, the United States, Russia, China, Israel, India, and Pakistan. Those six nations did not participate in the negotiations. The pact will allow countries that sign the treaty to keep cooperating militarily with those that don't. Earlier drafts of the treaty sought to prohibit such cooperation, an idea fought by the United States and its NATO allies on the grounds this would make joint peacekeeping work difficult, if not impossible. Cluster bombs have been used in conflicts worldwide, from Vietnam to Iraq, to crush enemy forces by laying a carpet of dozens to hundreds of explosions with a single bomb. Their devastating impact comes at a terrible cost to civilians afterwards, including farmers who strike unexploded bomblets in their fields, or children who mistake the objects for playthings. I'm Sean Patrick Lovett.